Good evening. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening. This is the, Dr. Majima from Japan. And I'm working on that space experiment. And I like especially for like neuron cells, the effect of radiation, space radiation on neuron cells. Thank you.
What is a neuroblastoma cell?
Well, actually, whenever we use that, we must use some materials. And then, what we do is we're using the cell culture cells. And then, as long as you use the cell culture cells, it's a little bit difficult. If you use the normal cells, a little bit difficult to culture. So that's why it's generally we use cancer cells. I mean that the cells derived from cancers, but we use the cells which has still maintain the normal functions, and as models. So that we thinking that that's models of neuron cells. That's it.
And why have these cells become cancerous?
Cancers?
Why have these cells become with cancer?
As I told you that you can't take normal cells from your brain first, and then even you take cells, normal cells, doesn't divide. So that you can maintain in cultures. So if you use that the culture cell, it's a divide. So we can maintain through cultures. But what we need is not the cancer cells. The characteristics of cancer, but normal cells. So that's why we use that the specific cell lines, which is derived from cancer, but which maintain normal functions of neurons. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. And why do you want to study these cells in space?
First of all, if you go to the space for long periods, let's say long-term space flight, and you have to concern several things. One is that effect of microgravity. And then one is the space radiation effect, which is about 100 times to 300 times more doses compared with the dose on the Earth. So you must be concerned that the radiations might give damage to your cells. So that's why we do. And then the neuron cells. Think about you expose radiations. What is the effect? The effect might be carcinogenesis. That's the pathway to cause the tumor. Another one might be the aging, right? So that's a different way to look. It's damage to the normal functions. So I said that three examples. All three examples are different effect. And then happen simultaneously. That's both of them. But some people want to go to the space, even having some risk, like a carcinogenesis risk or aging risk. Even that you shorten life, you don't know that how long you survive when you live, but even you shorten that live, well, you may wish to go to the space. So if you sign up, or it's even if you become cause the tumor, and then maybe you can get cured. After that, but if you lose normal function, that what I think is very much severe. While you're in space, if you lose functions, especially that's neuron functions, the brain functions, so that I do the research for that space, especially for that neuron.
And what have you done with these cells to prepare them for going into space? What have you done to prepare the cells, okay. The cells before they went into space?
Okay, you talk about the experiment on the Earth. So that we gave like a similar dose of space radiation to cells, and then like that we see that the what's going to happen in the cells, especially at the molecular levels. And then what we found is that if the cells is exposed to that low dose space radiations equivalent dose, and then like as you generate, that the cells generate oxidative stress. And then like that's the if this is the really you know the that's the answer really we would like to know. And that means that if we know the mechanism of a cause, so we can think about that you know how to protect against the damage. So that and then that this was the only experiment that was done on the Earth. But if you imagine like as if you send cells, to that the space, that's a you're exposed to the space radiations. And then also that at the same time that you suffer that microgravities, that both of them might cause something that's the same times. So that we don't know that they because that on the Earth that we can make a condition of microgravities plus radiation effect. So that we must send the cells to see that what's going to happen in the cells.
Do you have any future experiments planned?
Oh yes, that's what I'm thinking is now that the I'm a kind of a molecular biologist, so that we can handle that some kind of genes changed. That they put the, some kind of gene into the cells, and then like that's what we found is if you get that one of the enzyme which scavenge reactive oxygen species, which generated from a mitochondria, and then like the cells became resistant to radiation. That's published in 2001 in a cancer research one that famous journals for that tumor biologies. And then like that, what I'm thinking is that this is the one idea or the hint to how to protect the radiation so that if you reduce like ROS, the reactive oxygen species generated from mitochondria, and then that cells can become that radiation. So that I can prepare that the cells with that enzymes, so that we can send to that space again, and then we can compare the effect that's and then that we can see that how the cells. Can protect that's a radiation's effect.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you.